But no, I feel you on that. But yeah, I seen the one shirt on Facebook, and I was like, no, 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 you got to have Free Joe Exotic on the shirt. The Free Joe Exotic's got to be there.
Yeah, we got a freaking great episode, man. This is the Joe Exotic Extravaganza.
This is the official and we got Joe Exotic Extravaganza.
We got Jason from Joe Exotic Extravaganza on the show. So we're going to start. Let's just start this episode.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, two, one, two.
Super ugly show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of the podcasting game. Super ugly show, Tommy.
Woo! How are you?
Hi. Hi. Welcome. It's Tuesday.
Holy shit! Fucking Richie, super ugly show.
Yo.
What'd you expect, motherfucker?
Me, Richie. Not you, asshole.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
You're fucking damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is in. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental patient.
Camel toe is in.
Fuck you guys. Super Ugly Show.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Rocky. That's part of the show. It's part of my thing. Come on. No. No. I'm here to piss off people. How valuable is human life, really?
Yeah.
Fucking Rocky.
Yes! Ah, the good old days when we could high five.
Jerk off.
Yeah, I can't
fuck. I can't fuck. Just saying
this. Over on the show.
Yeah.
What up, everybody? It's Tuesday night, and get ready because tonight on Super Ugly Show, we are going all fucking in on the Tiger King documentary series on Netflix. I finally watched it last week. I had only watched two episodes, so we weren't able to go into it. Richard was already chomping at the fucking bit, and he had to wait on me for once, and I finally watched it all, and holy shit. If this is not the greatest thing to come out of the fucking quarantine, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Because every fucking second of this, you're like, well, this can't get any crazier than it is now. And
it just keeps unfolding.
It ramps it up like tenfold.
Yeah.
Not only does it get crazier, there's a fucking an accidental suicide.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give
But throughout this thing, I was like, when I started it, I started like falling in and out of it. But like every time, like I was going to get something to eat or getting distracted by something, something else would pull me back in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I had to rewind a bunch of times. Now, before we get into this,
yes,
I want to
introduce... We have Jason, actually, from the Joe Exotic Extravaganza.
Yes. Apparently, he was one of the husbands. No, just kidding.
Wait, you told me that he was from the Joe Exotic Extravaganza.
No, I didn't tell you that at all.
Yeah, you did.
Did not.
Oh, stop.
Go ahead. Because go ahead. Learn to read, buddy.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Yeah. Anyway, this is DJ. Go ahead. Give your info out. Get the real info.
Well, Rich, I'm actually one of the escaped gorillas from the zoo we had.
You see the size of this Rich?
I got out.
This motherfucker's a big motherfucking boy. How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm about, right now I'm sitting at 6'2", probably about 315, Rock, because all I've been doing is eating in the fucking house.
Holy shit. He's a big boy, bro.
All right. You said we're going to accept a Skype call from Jason.
I'm a tight 315. I got the Italian.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't mean he's a fat big guy. I mean, you're a fucking monster, big guy. Yeah.
He would. Joe Exotic would love you.
Go ahead. Read the text.
Jason, and he's going to Skype in tonight for the Joe Exotic Extravaganza.
Yeah,
I thought that he was part of the team. I thought that he was part of the team.
See, Rich, I'm going to teach you English after, right?
In a little bit, though.
Yeah.
I'm just a DJ from Jersey, brother. Yeah.
I thought that you were...
I'm a fan of the show. I've been watching you guys for a while. I've been keeping in touch with Rock over Instagram. I figure you guys need another Italian to come up here and talk to you.
I thought you were from Joe Exotic's neck of the woods.
No. He's Paisan. He's one of us. Yeah, he's a good fella,
I'm not from Oklahoma. I don't look like I'm from Oklahoma, do I?
All right, listen, anyone who's trying to call in on Skype, if you're going to try to call in, just stop, because we already have someone on. We can't take more than one, so... you know,
if, we will get you on. Just hang out a little bit.
We'll get people on, but let us get into this a little bit.
889, just relax, hang out, and we're going to put you on in a little bit.
Me and Jay have been talking, you know, for a long time now. We've been trying to get the right time to get him on, and finally this is the moment. So,
say in the chat. Go in the whoever just called, go in the chat right now.
Yeah, go into the chat and call back. Once we let Jay go, which isn't going to be for a while, Jay, so don't worry.
Courtney Davidson. Good. How did you feel about this show?
Courtney in the house. What up, Court?
Yeah, everybody's really excited about this extravaganza.
Because, dude, this show has brought everybody together. And what's funny is that Joe Exotic is such a piece of shit, but everybody loves him.
Love him.
He is the hero of this story.
Yeah.
Now, let's just get right into it. The first episode, we get to meet Joe and his whole gaggle of fucking meth heads and homeless.
I didn't even know he was gay until started.
The second he spoke, I go, oh, this guy's a gay man.
No, I didn't think that at all.
You're insane.
I said, this guy's a real fucking manly man.
No.
And
I love his bullet hole tattoos. As if he, you know.
I love his fucking gun holster. You see his holster with the bullets going around the belt?
He doesn't leave home without it.
Yeah.
And then he had, did you see the handcuff rhinestone? Yeah, out in the front, that was unbelievable,
dude.
I might buy one of those and wear it to the club.
His flamboyancy is phenomenal.
Yeah, I was thinking about being a boyfriend pen pal to him. If I could,
good idea.
I mean, I would. I don't know. I might have to go gay for him.
I wonder if we can somehow get him from jail. You know what I mean?
Well, I think what this is going to do is somebody's going to wind up getting him out. Like, because you can't.
He's trying to get Trump to pardon him.
Yeah. Well, you can't
hold somebody. Hold on. Let's not jump the gun because we're already talking jail. Because
this is crazy.
Yeah, let's stay with episode one. So we get brought in to Joe's world. His zoo. What the hell's the name of his zoo? Does anyone even remember?
GW
something. Yeah, but he's got meth heads there. He's got a guy with no legs that, you know, you don't find out until a little later how this guy lost his legs, which you would think was a tiger accident. But no, he lost it in a zipline accident. How the fuck do you lose your legs in a zipline? Like, you see all these people. The one guy's got no teeth. He's shirtless in every interview.
And Jay, can you back me up on this? When you see him hiring these meth heads, he's actually saving these people's
lives.
Oh,
he's helping. He feels like he's helping.
No, he is helping them.
Yeah, but he's ripping them off horrendously.
It doesn't matter. He gave them direction. He gave them life.
And he gives them a place to stay, which is good.
And he's paying them like $1.50
a week.
Yeah, it's better than Carol.
Yeah, it was a buck. Oh, Carol. Yeah, well, we'll get to that fucking cunt. Is she not the most hateable person on the planet?
Bro, he got these drug addicts to turn around and give them direction.
Well, he finds that one homeless woman, remember?
Yes.
And he's like, I'll give you a job. I mean, he is a saint. We all know this. Joe Exotic, I mean, he should be up for sainthood, as far as I'm concerned.
He's not a saint, but he's not that much. He's not a fucking murderer. He's not an asshole.
The people we're going to get into are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Joe, I feel like he's well-intentioned
and he's
does
an idiot.
Stupid things.
Very
yeah.
stupid things. I know people like him all the time.
Like, I don't think he's a malicious person. That's the difference here.
Yeah, he's like your fucked up uncle. You know, he's like your uncle. It's kind of
he does.
He's still wearing a mullet.
He does, says stupid things. We all know that guy. He's not the guy that they point, that they depict him out to be in the series when they go through like the worst part of him.
Now, one of the people he picks up is his first boyfriend, because they don't get married until they have a three-way marriage. Yes, this is his first husband, John. Now, John, crazy meth head, obviously. He's missing most of his teeth in the front.
Oh, those teeth are disgusting.
He doesn't wear a shirt for some reason in any of the interviews.
Yeah, why not?
Fuck if I know, because Tiger King, Richie. There's no questions. There's just Tiger King.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So this guy, when we first meet, like hear their story, Joe goes, are you gay? And the kid's like, no, not at all. Definitely like not gay. I like chicks.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, you watch porn? He goes, yeah, watch porn.
Yeah.
You watch porn with big dicks or little dicks? Now, every porn is big dicks. I don't think there is little dick
porn. Of course
porn.
You like the big dick porn.
You know? So he goes, well, big dicks in the porn. And Joe goes, well, you're not straight. And to that kid, he goes, welp, he's convinced me.
Yeah.
Must be gay.
Yeah.
And now he's Joe's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, how quickly that kid was.
Rich? Did you see his
tattoo? He's got the sick tribals.
Yes.
No, but did you see the one above his belt and says property?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
But how quickly this kid was just convinced that, oh,
I might, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do like sucking dick. I didn't realize it this whole time, but now the way he's broke it down to me, I definitely like sucking dick and fucking old guys named Joe Exotic.
And Joe probably has a good supply of meth for him. Oh, so.
Hefty supply. Probably, yeah. Hefty supply.
So, you know that fucking, there's a lot of meth for his husband, and if that's the price of sucking some cock for it.
Oh, he's down for
that's
it.
That's the price.
He's down for it. Now, we
don't forget, though, you get to hang out with Tiger Cubs. Tigers.
Now, there's the other part. That's apparently that's the big appealing selling point to most of the people that are not involved directly, but involved underneath Doc Ansel, Cal Baskins, and Joe, is the allure of working with Tigers and Tiger Cubs. Yeah, you get to be around these magnificent
beautiful.
Animals.
Yeah, majestic.
Yeah, absolutely. They're beautiful animals. They are. You know, Tigers are great. $2,000, you could have owned one.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knew you can get a Bengal tiger?
It's fucking awesome.
You can get a Bengal house cat for more than that.
Yeah.
The Bengal house cats are more expensive than a Bengal tiger from Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. Don't you want one of those like kind of like big cat? No, not a big, not a fucking tiger.
I would like a nice trained bobcat,
like a lynx.
Yeah,
something
like
small.
A lynx, yeah,
and it's not small, but it's like.
Dude, imagine breaking into someone's house and you see a fucking
like
lynx,
a medium sized cat,
and this thing just comes out and looks at you and like, oh motherfucker, because cats are fat. Yeah. Even a lynx is maybe, you know, like that big.
They're like a small medium
they're
dog.
Not big, but if that thing starts to attack you,
you have problems.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good fucking luck.
Even if a regular house cat decide to attack you,
you
good
see
luck.
The videos of people freaking out when house cats attack them.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like that where the cat claws on somebody's leg and just latches on and won't let go?
There's that one video of the guy and he's in the computer chair and he's trying to show off the cat. I guess it's like a rescue.
Yeah.
And this thing goes fucking haywire on him. He starts screaming like a 12-year-old girl.
It's Dude, fucking dangerous.
Those things are vicious little fuckers.
Yeah, fuck with regular house cats. My daughter has a house cat at her mom's house. I won't let that thing come over here. I'm not a cat guy.
I like cats. See, I am a cat guy. I got three cats. I love my cats, but they're all declawed.
But I'll tell you this though. I never seen anything more gangster in my life than a motherfucker driving with a pickup truck with a full grown tiger riding shotgun.
Dude, there was the one guy.
Gangster shit you've ever seen in your life.
There was the one guy with the caddy, the pink caddy, and the fucking drop top.
Yeah.
Dude, now.
Oh, with the Tigers.
Yeah, with the driving with the fucking tiger. Now, Joe Exotic and his whole world, it's chaos. There's shooting going off. They're setting off explosions.
Yeah.
He's got animals all over the place. Like, it is just a fucking.
There's so much to get into, especially.
It's crazy, like, what goes on. He's just firing off explosives all the time, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, in that part of the United States, it's kind of like. You know, it's
anything
kind of,
goes. Yeah. Mind your own business type thing. You know, Second Amendment rights. They love him.
Yeah,
I mean, I love him too. But they really take it next level. There, he had the explosions,
and that's the problem. When they introduced this lady called Carol Baskin,
that bitch Carol Baskins.
She doesn't mind her own business, and her life is to follow him wherever he goes,
everywhere,
and try and shut his shows down.
Now he started going on mall tours, and that's when Peter and fucking Carol Baskins. Started following him from mall to mall, writing the malls, being like, you shouldn't do this, trying to get him shut down. He was making anywhere between $10,000 and $40,000 per mall appearances for bringing these fucking cats. 40 G's.
But
one show.
A lot of that is to feed those animals.
Oh, the feeding of the animals is crazy. Because he's got 150 and over. He's got like, 150 plus cats in that thing. Mm-hmm. To feed all those cats every day.
$500,000 to feed them.
Every day you got to feed all these fucking cats, and he's throwing hunks like legs and fucking like a big fucking like the thigh and the leg of a fucking horse and cow or.
Yep.
And then they had the Walmart meat, the expired Walmart meat.
Yes.
That they would feed to him, which he was feeding
genius.
It to the people too, though.
It's genius.
The people were eating it too, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I mean, you know, listen. When you have somebody trying to, you have honestly somebody on you trying to shut your business down at every step you go and admitting to it, like it's like
she
it's
was
okay.
All, yeah, she was like, "Fuck this." Now let's get into Carol because first of all, She didn't even have to open her mouth. The second I saw this woman, I immediately despised her. Upon sight, I went,
I didn't think she was that bad yet in the beginning.
No, she's got that fucking floaty out there kind of look to her, but she knows what the fuck's going on. She knows what she's fucking
very
doing.
Very smart.
She plays it off like smart. She's not. But she's a fucking brilliant woman.
Yeah, yeah.
A fucking cunt and a murderer.
Yeah. And we'll get into that in a little bit.
Absolutely a murderer. But you look at her and you go, what are you doing different other than not letting people pet the cute animals in a safe environment? Then other than that's different than Joe and Doc Ansel and the guy in wherever that other guy was.
See, she wants to shut him down because he breeds the animals, and she does the same exact thing, except for she takes animals that are already born and takes them and
she's a rescuer.
Yeah, and pretty much does the same exact thing, but makes more money than everybody else and doesn't want nobody else doing it. So she pretty much rats on everybody so she could do it and nobody else.
Yeah,
and exactly. It justifies it through a rescue.
Her
place
is the shittiest place of them all.
Yeah.
To eat, they had to go into these little cages or stick their heads through fucking holes.
Yeah.
The weeds weren't cut. It was a shithole. And she doesn't pay a single person who works there, which is the most brilliant aspect of her operation. She has convinced these cat ladies.
You get a shirt.
You get a shirt, and there's a caste system.
Yes.
There's a fucking caste system color, by the color of your shirt.
Is the higher rank you are, as far as, I don't even know who you are until you have a blue shirt.
Yeah.
Unless you have a, because
It's like getting a belt in karate.
Yes.
Like it's a source of pride.
She is a genius.
Yeah, and she's got them all working for free. Yes. Some of them been there 5 years. She's like, how long you been here? 5 years? And she's such a cunt, and openly a cunt. She goes, I don't even know the interns. It takes like years until I even see and recognize your face.
Yeah.
And openly is shitty to these people.
Yeah.
And they're dying to work for her.
Yeah.
Every single one of
because it's the cats.
Exactly. But every single one of these cat farms, we'll call them, all are very cult-like in different ways.
Yeah.
Carol's is like the hippie cult-like. Doc Ansel, we'll get to. That dude's a motherfucking pimp as far as I'm concerned.
And then there's Scarface's.
But that guy,
that dude's awesome.
He didn't have like a zoo. It was just a personal collection.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
He was like, I sold drugs to keep up my exotic animal habit.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the other way around.
Yeah, he got in trouble. He did his time and then, you know.
What was his name? Mario Batois. Yeah.
Nobody messed with him.
No.
Nobody said anything bad about him. That dude would kill you straight up.
He allegedly is the inspiration for Scarface. That's what they said in the movie, Scarface. That he was the inspiration for Scarface.
That's so
him
sick.
Him and his father were running this huge coke ring down in Miami, and he would buy exotic animals with his coke money. Mm. And, you know, he did some time, but he got out for murder. But he was like, I was there, but I didn't murder the guy. Mm-hmm. So he only did like 8 years or 7 years, and he got out, and now he's just living the life and fucking enjoying it. And to be fair, other than the people that come in towards the end, everyone else seemed to like Joe, except Carol. Doc Ansel, that Mario guy.
Yeah.
Even the asshole who ended up selling him up the river. I can't. The other guy.
Because of a lemur. Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone seemed to like him.
Yeah.
And then it spirals. But to get back to Carol, now let's get into her story. Her husband, Don Lewis, right?
Yeah, he disappeared.
Well, we'll get there. But the way they met. He was 20 years older than her, so he was about 38, 39 at the time. She was 18 or 19 and was basically on her own.
Yeah.
And he saw her on the side of the street and was like, hey, come with me.
Yeah.
He leaves his wife and kids.
Yeah. Well, she was very pretty when she was younger.
But he leaves him for this stranger he just met because when he picks her up, he hands her a gun and goes, here, keep this on me so you know you're safe.
Yeah.
And as they get talking, he tells her he's a millionaire. They end up in a hotel room, and their love blossoms, and then they come together, and they start building this whole, not they start building, they start, you know.
She starts building this relationship, and he is all for her.
Oh, he loves her. Yeah. But
eventually, the craziness starts to turn him, and he starts, you know, finding love somewhere else.
Well, he gets a restraining order against her.
You know.
And in the will, it even says death or disappearance.
Yeah.
Who the fuck puts disappearance in a will.
Nobody does.
No, because you're not dead. Yeah. You're just disappeared at that point. You're not dead.
So fucking crazy.
So how is
You saw how he liked younger girls. Like, he always went to look for another younger replacement.
Yeah.
Every girl he had, he was always he was always cheating. They said he was going to Colombia or something.
No, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Costa Rica to find young girls.
Yeah. The last time anybody seen him, he was supposed to go to Costa Rica, but to her, she knew that he had a girl in Costa Rica that he was never making Costa Rica.
No, right. No.
She knew he had a girl there. He wasn't making Costa Rica.
But they said the plane, he wasn't going to Costa Rica, because the plane he had, everybody was like, you can't make it to Costa Rica in that plane. Like, you just fuel-wise, it's not possible.
Yeah.
So he was going... Yeah, which means he didn't go fucking anywhere. And where's the fucking plane? Like, that's the other thing. Where's the fucking plane?
Yeah, a lot of things just don't add up to his disappearance. Like, he didn't just leave. Somebody pretty much
killed him. Murdered him.
Yeah,
he got got.
Yeah.
Now, the theory is, which the family, his ex-family, his daughters and whoever, all believe, and everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
The police, they won't say.
Because her brother's a cop.
Yes.
Because her brother's a fucking cop.
Yeah.
But today, they reopened this case and started asking for new leads.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
And I found out today that she refused a lie detector test.
Oh,
yo, shit. You're gonna. She's going.
Everyone right now. Once all this came out today, everyone was like, "Yes,
this is true."
Everyone wants to see that fucking bitch Carol Baskins. Everyone wants to see her go down.
She's going.
Everybody.
Down. Well, Joe believes that her husband is underneath the well.
The wells. There's three wells apparently in the thing. Remember when he flew over? Like, this psychopath, he flew over her fucking tiger compound just to get, like, a view of it.
Oh, my God.
And then he snuck in and started filming,
because
remember?
She wouldn't leave him alone.
Yeah.
She wouldn't leave him alone. So
he was like, we should drop grenades on it.
Yeah. The only logical thing is, if this bitch is going to keep shutting me down, I have to get this bitch off my back. He kept her occupied with songs about her killing her husband because he was getting her back.
First of all, the greatest battle song of all fucking time.
It's shitted on Nas's Ether.
It fucking murders hit him up.
Yeah. Biggie's fucking Who Shot Ya?
Yeah.
It's better than all of it.
It is absolutely fucking murderous. What is it called? Kill Kitty Kill?
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
And it's about Carol Baskin feeding her husband.
The video is a lookalike of this woman feeding meat to tigers as he's singing about Carol Baskins killing her husband.
Yeah.
Like, that is next level.
It's amazing.
Here, kitty, kitty. That's right.
Yeah,
here, kitty.
The amazing thing about Joe's videos. Because he's like, put down the guns, and you see the guy put down the gun.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, you guys realize how someone went from a complete unknown to probably the most famous person
overnight
in 10 days.
Yeah, like 10 days, but basically like overnight.
The beginning of this quarantine, so right now, that episode is number one. It's beating Ozark as far as the rankings for Netflix.
Dude, it's been number one since it came out.
It's everything.
It really is. It's the... And because, like we said in the beginning, like, once you watch it, you go, wow, this is crazy. And it just, like, keeps topping itself in the level of insanity.
Yeah. And you're in quarantine, so you have no choice but to enjoy this.
Yeah. Now, we didn't even... Now, Carol, Joe thinks she put him in the meat grinder, fed him to the fucking things. Now, to be fair, when Joe later on in the series gets attacked by a tiger, Carol goes, well, you know, if I was going to have someone, I'd pour sardine oil on it. Now, clearly she's either thought about this or done something like this before, because you don't just have that locked and loaded. Like, that's something you know and thought about. And sardine oil is very specific.
Yeah.
That's a specific thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just...
I can't believe they opened that case up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
that's fucking great.
Another thing I learned today, the alligators in the arson were Michael Jackson's alligators.
Really?
He had purchased them from Michael Jackson however many years ago, and had them, and those were the alligators that got burnt up in that arson thing, where Michael Jackson's alligators.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, dude, the level of connections these people have with celebrities. Like, Doc Ansel was on Britney Spears' MTV Music Awards performance with the White Tigers. He's been in countless
Shaquille
movies.
Shaquille O'Neal was over there.
Shaq was over there. Undertaker and his wife were at Doc Ansel's thing.
Really?
Recently, like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, man, you have Cardi B trying to get Joe Exotic out of
Everybody
jail.
Everybody wants Joe out. Everybody.
I am
the only
so
person who doesn't is Carol.
Yeah, I'm so for Joe. I can't believe that what because well, we got to get. I guess we got to talk about Joe and why he's in jail.
Well, we'll get there because we still haven't talked. But we haven't got to episode two.
We haven't got. Yeah.
Now episode two.
There's so much.
You know, there's so much, and if we're missing something. Either write it in the chat and I'll take a look every now and then, or when we open the phone lines, when we let Jay go, we'll have people call in. But episode two, a woman loses her arm, but not fully. Oh. She gets attacked by a tiger because she puts her arm in one of the cages. Now, just a part we forgot to mention, everybody that works on Joe's Tiger Farm, no experience with animals whatsoever.
Nope. They have experience with meth.
Yeah. Zero experience with tigers, but animals in general, like never worked with any animals, and their first fucking dive into it is Bengal tigers. Brilliant. So this girl sticks her arm in, and this fucking thing just swipes the meat off, pretty much.
I can't believe that.
Now the arm is still attached, right?
Yeah.
Now Joe somewhere gets an EMT jacket. Don't know where he got that from, but Joe has costumes for everything. Yeah. Whenever there's a tragedy, Joe's got a costume. The Wake, he's a preacher, and the girl loses her arm. The Wake.
My God.
But this woman loses her arm, goes to the hospital, and the doctors are like, "Oh no, we could totally save this. You'll have a couple years of therapy, but we could totally save it." She goes, "Nope, take it off.
I don't want therapy.
I need to get back to Joe Exotic's fucking tiger farm.
Yeah.
Take it off. Sew me up." 5 days later,
working.
Back to work.
Yep.
Now that is a fucking person I want on my fucking team.
Yep. And if I worked for Joe, I would have did the same thing.
Talk about loyalty.
Oh my God.
But what goes through your head where you go, "I could keep my arm, but
I don't want to do the therapy."
The therapy, it's kind of an inconvenience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a couple Percocets and let me get back to work.
Exactly. That's what she was like. She's like, "I wonder what kind of drugs I'll get for having an amputated arm."
Yeah, let me get a couple perks and we're good.
And then after that, he goes into his office and he goes, "I don't know how I'm ever going to recover from this financially." That girl's not doing shit. She didn't sue him.
No.
She didn't do nothing.
No.
She just lost an arm and went back to her $150 a week job.
Because she should have known better. She stuck her head in the fucking tiger cage.
I mean, to be fair, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's on you.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you don't do that. You don't ever do that.
But even when they're, trying to trap the one tiger, she's only got the one arm, so now she's using the nub to hold the one side.
Yeah, and they're look at the nub. Get the fucking thing
from
her.
But you can see they have no experience in wrangling and nothing.
No.
It's such a dangerous operation. The fact that no one's been killed is a miracle.
Yeah, it is.
An absolute fucking miracle.
Oh my God.
Now, Joe is married to John at first. John has no teeth, doesn't like to wear shirts.
He has one tooth in the front.
One big tooth, yes.
Yes.
Normally big, too, right?
Yeah, towards the end, he loses that tooth, but he does have the one tooth while he's there.
Yeah, but he got a full set. I saw him on David Spade recently.
But he smoked his teeth.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. So then enter Brandon. Brandon is Ashton Kutcher, basically.
Yes.
Tall, model, look-alike.
Yeah. Big dick.
Dumb
everything.
As a fucking rock.
Yeah.
Dumb as a fucking
all
rock.
All he needs, he's straight. All he needs is some drugs, and he is gay.
But
he's a
hustler.
Yeah.
Dumb as a rock, but he's a hustler.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker will do anything to get by, to get his drugs, to get whatever he needs, whether it be marry a weird gay man who runs a tiger farm and his fucking meth head boyfriend, whatever the case may be. Now they become a polygamous couple, and they have a three-way marriage. John, shit. Joe, and Brandon.
Yeah, I thought the ceremony was beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I loved it.
I loved it. I wish I was there. It was so amazing. They looked so great.
The pictures, too. The engagement photos were just...
Yeah, they look so happy.
The photo shoots also that they take are just amazing, too. Mm. And Joe films everything for some reason. He's got his reality, like, internet show. My favorite part is they go, oh, you got a show? And now, like, this is like me doing this, okay? They go, oh, you got a show? He's like, yeah. They're like, well, where's it there? He goes, on the internet. It's worldwide. it's worldwide. Yeah, so is mine, Joe. Yeah. But that's because it's the internet. Yeah. Like, he's acting like, I'm so good. My shit is worldwide.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
Yeah, that's how fucking good we are. No, you just uploaded it to the internet. Anyone could do it, Joe. But the shitty like arrogance that comes over him where he's like, we're worldwide.
Yeah.
He says it like he's accomplished something. You know what
I
mean?
Of course he did.
That's like someone being like, oh, you do a podcast? I'm like, you fucking bet I do. And that shit is all over the world, baby. Yeah,
everybody can watch it.
Everybody can watch it. Yeah. Do they? Nope. But everybody can.
he's
got his reality, his internet show, which is basically, I fucking hate Carol Baskins. That he threatens her constantly on this show with guns. He pulls up a poisonous snake and goes, maybe I'll send it to Carol.
Yeah.
Now, she had a mailbox full of snakes that no one knows who did it, but somebody went to her place and stuffed a bunch of fucking snakes in her mail. No, this is what she said. Yeah. If I believe it, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think she saw Joe's video and was like, oh, I'll say they stuffed snakes.
Of course.
Yeah. But then he found out where she lived, and he had that one special gun. Remember? Do you remember that part? And they're like, what's that gun? He goes, that's for when everything goes bad and I go to Tampa, which is where Carol lives.
Yeah.
Now, he's openly threatened this woman's life for years.
He's not going to kill her, so that's why he does it.
No, he's going to hire someone else to
do it. No, that is bullshit.
I know. And again, we're going to get to that.
And that's why, honestly, that's why he's in jail, is because they said that he hired somebody. Yeah. But when we get into that later, it is such... it is such a horrible way that they got him for evidence and how they got him arrested. It's totally illegal how they did it, and it's not going
to
last.
Let's get back to Brandon real quick, because this kid was just in it for the fucking rodeo that was Joe Exotic's farm.
Yeah.
He was loving the four-wheeling. He loved putting his balls on everybody.
Yes.
You know, he loved showing his balls and just laying them on you. Yeah. Everybody's seen Brandon's balls.
Yes.
Which was said at his fucking funeral.
Yes.
Holy shit.
This kid had a fucking Ruger and goes, nah, no clip, it's empty.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand how this happens.
And Rugers don't shoot when there's no clip in it.
But as a fucking gun owner, check your fucking barrel.
Your firearm.
Holy shit. This happens more often than it should.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard a lot of instances where people go, no, it's empty. I was just watching The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, which if you've never seen that documentary on Amazon Prime, watch it. It's not Joe Exotic good, but it's fucking hillbilly redneck at its finest. And he takes the gun in front of Joe's campaign manager, which we'll get to Joe's fucking government, you know, runnings. In front of his campaign manager, goes, nah, dude, it's fucking empty. Boom!
And blows his
fucking brains out. Now, the kid, this fat, poor kid who just gets caught up in the mix of everything.
Stop kidding.
Yeah.
Stop joking around.
And
stop.
Then just sits there and stares.
Yeah.
For the longest time. Like, doesn't get up to go see.
In total shock.
Doesn't call anybody.
Total shock.
Yeah, total shock. And this kid shoots himself. Now, they throw a wake and a funeral for this gentleman. And Joe proceeds to tell everybody how he rubs his balls on people.
Yeah.
How he loved grabbing his ass.
Yes.
And then turns it into a one-man fucking concert.
And his family is there and has to...
Confused.
Yeah.
The look on these women's faces. Yeah. Sorry.
It's his mom. It's his sisters. And they just can't believe their fucking eyes that they're at their son's funeral. And this guy who is his gay lover that has a tiger farm.
Well, one of his gay lovers.
Yeah, is talking about fucking his son. Yeah,
his son rubbing balls on everybody at the... Because that's appropriate for a wake. Like, Rich, when you die, I'll be sure to be like, you know, he was a great guy, he was a great father, you know, huge hog.
Yeah,
his dick was huge. He'd show it to everybody. If you didn't see Rich's dick, I don't know where you've been, but...
You've been under a rock if you haven't seen his cock.
Like, I would be attacked. You know, like, and his poor mother, who was very clearly a drug addict as well. Like, yeah. In her interview, she was fucking trembling. Either she's got Parkinson's or she was jonesing for something. But yeah. I'm going to go with jonesing because she looked the part, you know.
Yeah.
If it smells like a pile of shit, you know what I mean?
It's usually pile of shit.
It's usually a pile of shit. So, but...
Bro, but the audacity to wear the priest collar.
The priest collar.
Like, he wears the collar, like... You're not a priest. This guy, he fucking wears it like it's an outfit. He's walking around with a collar on.
Yeah.
Because
he's
fucking crazy.
He could do anything. He's a singer. He could do anything. He hangs out with tigers.
Yeah.
He could do anything he wants.
And then when the kid died, Joe's makes like this memorial for him. And immediately, like 2 weeks later, marries another guy. No, we're good with him now. He was on with us last week.
Yeah.
If you're watching, Scott, like I said, we're going to let Jay go. Jay, we're going to let you go in like a minute or two, brother, because we got to get that other people in.
All good.
But he has this whole memorial of quads set up for him. But then he's married again, like, what, 2 months later?
Yeah.
Because John leaves him for a chick, the toothless meth head,
leaves him
for the receptionist that he was banging. And apparently the Brandon kid was banging everything with two fucking legs inside this fucking tiger farm also.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joe was just a rube getting played by a fucking meth head and a fucking, basically a wanderer.
Yeah, I can't believe they treated him like that.
Yeah, terrible. He didn't deserve that kind of treatment.
No, he didn't.
But he did find true love after 2 months later.
As rightfully so, he
rightfully
should.
Rightfully so. Now... there was something else I just had on my mind and I lost it. Fuck. All right, Jay, let's let you go and we're going to take some more calls. Brother, it's been a pleasure. We're going to definitely do this again on a normal night where we just shoot the shit on regular topics because I feel like you'll be great to spitball with. So I definitely want to do this again.
I'm going to go live again with some old school classics this Sunday.
That's it. I was checking it out the past one. You were definitely you were playing one song and it brought me right back to Neptunes and I was like, oh shit. I was like, he's kidding. You even said you're like throwing on a classic right now and I was like, you're fucking right, that's a classic. I forget which one it was.
Nice to meet you, brother.
You too, bro.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, all right, later, brother. All right, now anyone who wants to call in, we can only take one call at a time. So we're gonna let you on, but we're not gonna keep people on for too long. All right, so get the calls going. Whoever gets in first, that's how we're taking them. But his candidacy. He decides he's going to run for president and then goes, you know what? It's too long. I don't want to wait for the presidency. Fucking I'm running for governor. And gets 19% of the vote. Surprise. Yeah. Like, I was stunned. 19% of the vote. Is this his first time on here?
No, it's not my first time on here.
No, not first time ever, but I mean in a very long time.
Very long time, indeed.
I mean, without you, you know, pranking us.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you, you have video or no?
I do, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, all please. Right.
Everybody, we have Scott McKinnon on the phone. A friend of the Super Ugly Network as of late. And I like the way this relationship has been going lately. It's been very cordial and very nice. And
I mean, the last time he was on, I think me and him were setting up a fight.
A fist fight, and I was motherfuckering him to no end. So, but he was on with me and Jess last week. Couldn't have been more than a gentleman, and we had a great time with him on. So, you know, I told him, call in this week. We're going to be doing some Tiger Talk. And here he is, the great Scott McKinnon, everybody.
Right. Yeah, me and Rocky, we're going to do a little street beefs.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Me and Richie, rather.
Yeah,
that's right.
Now, what is your whole take on what we're talking about?
Yeah, did we leave something out that you want to specifically get to, Scott?
I don't know if my camera is not working, but I missed a little bit, man. I was in the shower and shit, but you guys, with Joe Exotic, you know that he's not the singer of all these songs.
Yes.
You already covered that?
No, I didn't, but you're bringing that up. And yeah, I did know this. There's a duo that he would just sing over their tracks very lightly.
Mm.
Yeah, like those weren't his songs. Now, even the Kill Carol one, that wasn't his?
Because I don't think, man. I think everything was done by some independent guy who's now selling records because of this show. He's now popular.
He's amazing.
We forgot to bring up the gift shop, which how awesome is the gift shop? He's got exotic underwear in there.
Yes.
He's got his own DVDs. He's like 28 tracks on that one. He's showing it off. He's like 28 tracks and videos.
Yeah.
Right there, that one. Right. And You're like, no one wants. Well, now they do.
Yeah.
Now they do.
I would want
But
it.
The people going there initially,
yeah.
not a single one of those DVDs were bought. Everybody would look at that and go, I'm not fucking buying. Yeah. Probably like $50 a DVD, too.
I just want to see a fucking tiger and hold one.
But for some reason, he sold underwear in there. And then when he was running for governor, he was giving away condoms.
Yes.
He's like, "Don't let if you're going to let the government fuck you, use a condom." That was his like thing with it.
That was his campaign, man, giving out condoms with his face on it. I can't believe that shit.
His first campaign video was, "I'm fucking broke." Oh, remember?
And then that Jeff Lowe guy got him, right? Like, he was like saying that you did this illegally, so this is why the feds are on to you.
No, well, no. See, that money was rightfully Joe's that he spent. It's just, it was both of theirs, I think. But Joe was just spending frivolously. Yeah. I think that was the issue. I don't think Joe did anything illegal. They were like, you can't use that money for your campaign, but I don't think he did anything illegal in regards to that.
Jeff Lowe is the person who Joe Exotic brought in to help keep the zoo going, and this guy wound up actually taking over and kicking Joe out of his own
zoo. Yeah, Joe got worked.
The Playboy from Vegas.
And yeah, he looks like someone just fucking shit Ed Hardy all over him.
He wears a bandana with a
on the internet. You ever see the meme on the internet of the 30-year-old, and it's like, "Hey, ladies, if your 30-year-old boyfriend's still dressing like this, like it's time to leave, right?"
Yeah,
he looks unemployed like a schmuck.
The trucker hat,
bandana on underneath. He looks dressing like he's 16, man. The guy's like fucking 60.
The guy's the worst. He really is. He's a fucking horrible human being. He's a really hateable guy. When you start watching the show, he really is. He's really bad. What's up, Jess?
Hi, baby.
Hold on.
You know, not used to the position. Yeah. This earbud?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so
he actually kind of dresses like Mr. Cow in the chat. What's up, Mr. Cow?
Who's that?
Scott.
Is that my Canadian boyfriend?
Yeah, what up?
What's going on?
Yeah, he wore Affliction. He wears the Affliction clothes.
All that UFC tap-out gear and stuff, eh?
Well, yeah, what a fucking... That guy is an asshole. He pretty much stole what Joe has been building up Joe's whole life. This guy fucking came and took it right from underneath his face.
Do you know who he looks like to me?
Who?
He looks like the guy that did what's that movie with the little puppet guy, the circle cheeks? What was that scary movie? That scary movie that had the...
Oh, Saw?
Yes, that guy, the older man. He looks just like that older man.
You think so?
Yeah, you got to see that. When you look at him again, you're going to go, oh, shit, I kind of could see that.
Okay.
Very creepy looking.
He looks like John from Saw, the main killer.
Yeah. He looks like him. With a bandana on.
Yeah. If he was younger, yeah, I could see a little bit of a resemblance there because of the white, pale skin.
Yeah, he looks creepy.
Who Jeff Lowe looks like from the main guy from Saw. If he was like if he was younger.
Which main guy? Dr. Gordon?
Yeah.
No, like not Gordon. What's
his Danny name? Glover?
No, the main killer.
Yes. Oh, like the actual Jigsaw killer.
Yeah, because they got that like pale white skin, like that whitish person, you know.
Now he is the scourge of the earth as far as I'm concerned. Other than the little fat pageboy haircut strip club owner.
That guy's a fucking...
That fucking rat piece of shit. And proud of it.
Yo, the reason why Joe is in jail is because this guy had a pet store and he had an illegal lemur in there. So what he did to not get in trouble by having an illegal lemur...
Been a fine.
Yeah, it would have been a fine. Says, oh, I got information. If you don't charge me for this illegal lemur, I can get a murder.
Yeah, murder for hire.
Murder for hire for you.
A murderer.
And which was total bullshit. They take the word of a fucking junkie jailbird, and they say, this jailbird says that, oh, he gave me $3,000 to kill somebody with no evidence by any...
Which for some reason they interviewed him in a tub.
Yeah,
he was in a tub.
So
what the fuck?
What was that, man?
Like, dude, none of it made sense. Yeah. Jeff Lowe pulls up in a fucking like one of those weird race car things that are street legal, and he's got a skeleton riding shotgun, and it's just that's normal for Tiger King. Like that's completely normal.
So he's in jail because this guy vouched that he gave me $3,000. I didn't kill her. But he hired me to kill
her.
Which
it was supposed to be 10, though. Yeah. Five before and five after.
But wait, yeah. But the reason he's actually in jail, though, is because they found those skulls.
The tigers.
The tigers.
But let me tell you something. For 20 years, okay, there's only five tigers that they found buried. Now, for 20 years, if he had to euthanize only five tigers, I say that's a score.
Yeah.
Because for 20 years, if you only had to euthanize five, you're not doing too bad.
And we don't know these tiger situations. They could have been real dicks. You know what I mean?
No, but if you had to put them out, I mean, you're going to have to put animals
out. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have tigers now that are in cages, and dick was a poor choice word. But, like, you know, in a cage with other tigers, and now it's attacking the other ones.
There are other dogs. There are dogs that they put down because of that. Because they can't control their behavior. Yeah. Sometimes it's just that switch. You know
and
what
I mean?
I
guess he didn't do it the right way. But what's the right way with tigers?
And who the fuck are you to tell somebody that dedicates his whole entire life to this? Who are you to say that he didn't have a good enough reason to put these tigers down?
Yeah. Fucked up. If I pay enough money, I could fly to fucking Africa and shoot whatever fucking animal
I
want.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. It's disgusting. It's a vicious circle.
It's horrible.
It's a web we weave.
Because they fucking grabbed any kind of thing that they can get on this guy to get him arrested.
We
man.
Still so haven't even touched on Doc Antle.
Oh, my God.
Bogva, whatever.
Which means that he's a pimp. What's the, it mean?
His name
is
like God or something.
Yeah,
or like the enlightened Lord or something
well,
like that.
Yeah, that's what they call him. They call him Lord.
Yeah. He's got five wives.
Well,
five?
Allegedly. Maybe nine, maybe three, maybe five.
Nobody knows.
Well, all I know is he gets more boob jobs.
Yeah.
And if you want time off, that's how you're going to get it. Because otherwise, you're a working bitch.
He walks around on an elephant, okay?
Yes. As his transportation.
That's his fucking an elephant.
This guy was very clearly coked out of his mind.
All the time. His pupils were like pin drop and glossy, and he's going, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
A little history about Doc Antle. He's a doc in like the mystic arts, first of all. That's what his doctorate's in. And he was raised on a farm, then moved to some like Buddhist temple and lived there, and then started doing the whole animal thing and worked on movies like Ace Ventura, Dr. Dolittle, whole bunch of different shit, and then built this compound, because that's what this is. It's a cult.
Yeah.
He runs a straight-up cult. He finds young women, immediately strips them of their names, and gives them a new name.
Yep.
He brings them on the compound, goes, you're Vanessa? No, you're not. Now this is your name.
Candy.
Yeah. Whatever the name. Yeah.
Candy.
And then he likes big tits, so he makes them all get boob jobs.
Yeah.
Now, the one girl who left the compound was like, first of all, what I lived in, there was roaches
everywhere.
The food, the bed, everywhere. Yeah. She goes, the only time I got time off, they were like, do you want to get a boob job? She's like, not really. And then she was like, well, I'll probably get a few days off. So she was like, all right.
And drugs.
Yeah, and drugs.
Yeah. Well, but she said,
no, I don't think his people, I don't know about the drugs.
They had
old
teeth that were normal. The girls look pretty clean.
They had the painkillers for the boob
jobs.
But
where she was staying, she was a newbie. So where she was staying was like a horse stable.
Yes,
but where his wives stayed were
they have
mansions.
Houses.
You know what I mean? Like, so I guess you have to graduate blowjob wise.
Now he's got a kid with one of these girls,
too. It pays to be a wife. It pays to be a wife.
It would be a big fucking check for me to stand in front of that man when he takes his clothes
off. He's got
it. A big check.
Oh, he's got it. Yeah, but listen, when you marry him, you don't have to worry about anything. Because you work with tigers. You spend your day with cubs. You're a millionaire now, and you get to do whatever the fuck you want. So it's not too bad of a living for
his compound
down
just
south
got raided on the 19th, March 19th. His compound got raided. They didn't find anything, but they raided it looking for something. Now, I don't know exactly what they were looking for, but they were looking for something there, and
everybody's
he got raided.
Everybody's ratting on everybody now.
Well, now Joe's like, I got fucking names of 37 people I'll give you. Yeah. He's ready to throw.
I'll be all in jail with him soon, bro.
He can't wait to start throwing people under the bus.
Science. Yeah.
Because he got worked completely.
Yeah.
Like,
see, the thing is, I don't think he has to throw anybody under the bus to get himself out of jail, though, because he's not in there. He's in there for wrongful reasons.
He's not getting out.
Yes, he is. You don't think he's getting out?
No.
Let me tell you something.
Planning a murder is pretty heavy.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. They could get away with locking him up for attempted murder in that little state. But when it goes worldwide like this,
now
when it goes worldwide,
he's
yeah. the way this is.
So there's a
Not enough. Yeah, that's not enough evidence to put somebody behind bars.
This petition's for a Trump pardon, and there's there's 500,000 signatures overnight on that motherfucker.
Yeah, like, I signed it.
I signed it too.
You did?
Yes. Hell yeah, I did.
I signed
that shit immediately. Yes. Got to 500,000.
You think right now during coronavirus we should be worrying about getting him out of jail?
Yes, that's my thing.
Else to do in the house.
That's my mission. That's what I'm doing with my time.
Yeah,
I'm getting Joe Exotic out of jail. That's my work.
So, like, this is the way I imagine it went down as far as Joe's setup, because he was set up.
Yeah, he was.
When the recording devices weren't on, it was Jeff and that page boy going, "Dude, we know you know you can hire this guy to kill that fucking bitch. You know you can do it."
They egged him on.
Then when it was time to talk about Joe doing the murder, the hire for the murder for hire, the recording went on and they shut their mouths and let him bury himself.
Yeah, because he's a loudmouth. He's stupid. An idiot. He's stupid.
Exactly. He's simple.
But that's not going to hold. Not worldwide. They, like I said, they could do that. If nobody really knows the case,
we got the West Memphis 3 out.
This is
get
too
Joe
big.
Exotic out.
Yeah, this is too big of a case.
Yeah,
it's not small anymore.
West Memphis 3 was bullshit. Well, poor kids.
And so is this. Is this.
So they was able to get away with that while this was a small thing. But nah, he's getting out of jail. You mark my words. Carol will be in jail, and he will be out of jail within the next 3 years. Jail,
that bitch has so many people that hate her. You know, so that Black Jaguar White Tiger, the guy I follow on Instagram, he also is a cat rescue, but he gets cats from circuses that get shut down, abused animals, and you watch him get these tigers who are, like, frail, can't even walk.
Wow.
He does their surgeries. He takes care of them, and then he has a compound where they all are.
Yeah.
Now, he's not just this guy that goes, oh, the tigers. No, he sleeps with them.
Yeah,
there's a black jaguar, Cielo, who is his cat since a baby. He will sleep with this black jaguar, okay?
He's got bald spots on his head from the
cats
all licking
him
and shit.
They really do, they connect. And so now she's actually attacking him, where he's posting on social media that she's going after his organization in Mexico.
Carol is?
Yeah. Carol.
Now, but the problem is with that for her, she's fucking with the wrong one there.
He's in Mexico.
Because, and celebrities love this guy.
Oh, yeah, Paris Hilton.
Kim Kardashian's been there. Paris Hilton. A-Rod, Jennifer Lopez, you name it, these motherfuckers have been to this guy's compound.
She has a lot of enemies. Fucking problems coming her way. She has no idea.
Can we talk about a cuckold husband who was in a loincloth and on a leash?
Yes.
Oh my God, he's like this. Oh, you're the best. You're the best.
When he was singing to her?
Yeah.
And she's like, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, she uses his face for toilet paper.
Oh, yeah,
because
does.
He doesn't want to die. He got with her, and now he's like, fuck, I don't want to die.
He's such a submissive. Ride. He is the biggest submissive.
Do you think
man.
She straps it on?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, huge.
Yes,
huge.
No, she doesn't. She has someone else do it and watches in the corner.
Oh my God, she's gross.
Yeah, she is. She has full control over her man.
Absolutely.
You better believe it.
Can create a coronavirus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The same way how those men have like five different wives, she is like in total control of her husband.
The way she can manipulate people is really a talent, though. It's such a talent. Like, Joe wasn't manipulating. He was giving opportunity.
He made straight boys suck his dick.
Yeah, and he got them out of jail. He got them sober.
Got them off the street.
He got them off the street.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's all right.
He gave them
I'm not saying it's all right.
Listen, I don't... There will be no Joe bashing.
Oh my God.
There will be none. None of that. No. I won't have it.
I'll tell you what. Until you walk in with his fucking haircut, you have no right talking about he's your
friend.
I'm working on it.
There. Hello.
Now, the arson, to be fair, was definitely Joe, right? Like, Joe definitely burned down his own shit, right?
I mean, I don't want to say anything like that.
I mean,
that,
the guy in the video kind of had a limp, but looked a little padded up.
A lot, listen, you got to understand what happened with Joe. First of all, one of his husbands fucking accidentally shoots him in the head, and then you have this guy that he brings in, and everybody is now out to fuck him.
Well, John left him for a woman too, and he's like, I can't fight
his
that.
His receptionist or whatever.
Leave me for a guy, and I can fight you on that, but leave me for a girl, I can't fight that.
Yeah. So. Dude, this guy, he had his whole world turn on him.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
come
I mean,
on,
the
man.
One guy he thought was going to help him fucked him harder than anybody he's ever known.
Fucked up, man.
Jeff Lowe really fucked him.
But wait,
time.
Also, though, he was spending money he shouldn't have, right?
On the campaign. But
on the
again,
campaign to become a governor?
That's
a mayor?
Questionable. That's
he
questionable.
Is the, he's the face, man.
Yeah, president at first. But then again, he was like, no, I don't have patience for that. I'm
I guarantee governor. You, Joe is going to make them all eat their words in another few years.
I want to see you over there.
If
what
I
would
had
you
the
do
opportunity?
For a Klondike bar?
What, who, for Joe? I'd do anything for that man. I told you.
I ride to hell and back with that man.
I'm thinking about becoming his lover, pen pal. All right? All right.
That's my tiger trainer, Joe Exotic, the man I'm going to hell for.
Oh, my God.
A little Sopranos reference for everyone there.
I love that.
Oh, man.
Have y'all seen that meme out there where it's like one of the senators whispering to Trump, and it's like, the people are panicking out there, Mr. President. What are we going to do? Release a tiger documentary.
Yes. The memes are
awesome.
It worked.
There's so many. Like, I saw the one video where it's just this guy going, fucking cat died the other day. Fucking Carol Baskin. Why am I gay? Yeah. Fucking Carol Baskin. Carol fucking Baskin.
In the floor, Carol Baskin.
Carol fucking Baskin. Yes.
Or there was actually that marriage meme where the husband and wife are laying next to each other, and the wife's bubble says, "Oh, my husband working so hard to protect our family from Corona," and in his head he's going, "I could have owned a tiger for $2,000."
But there's so many good memes out there with this thing. It's amazing. Fucking great. There's the Trump meme where they took Trump's face and put it on Joe's head.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's great. Fucking Donald Exotic.
Donald Exotic. So good.
I swear, I've never seen something so good.
And entertaining.
Like, and unanimously, I've seen a couple people on Facebook that were like, I don't know what the big deal is. It was stupid. I think they're just the too cool for the room guys.
No sense of humor.
That don't want to. But like, how you can watch this thing and just not be captivated by the car crash that it is.
Yeah.
Is like, it's like Maury or Jerry Springer. Like,
oh, you had to watch.
Yeah, it's like, amazing. You're not watching it to get anything from it other than sheer. Right. Entertainment this of is, destruction of people's lives.
This is somebody's these are real lives of real people. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Shaq had to disassociate himself because Shaq was in the documentary.
Yeah.
Him and Joe Exotic, he even goes, shout out to my boy Joe Exotic. And then the other day he was like, I didn't really know him like that. You know, I went there a few times.
Yo, Shaq, you better take that back because I'm telling you, he's coming out. Cardi B's gonna get him out.
Cardi B's the one.
And when she does, I'll become a fan. When she does that, I'll buy her album.
I wrote on Facebook because I shared the thing where she said, you know, she wants to get him out, and I was like, you know what, this makes me hate her slightly less.
A little
less.
Hate who?
Cardi B.
Because
she's all for getting Joe Exotic out. Now they're making a movie or a TV series. I don't know what it is, but Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, she's hysterical. Mm. She's one of the few people on Saturday Night Live
now. She's one of the few ones that are left that are good.
Yeah, exactly. And she's going to play Carol Baskins, which I cannot wait to see. Saturday Night Live was on right now just to see the Joe Exotic bit that they would do right now.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
But
how many tigers did Shaq buy, by the way?
They didn't say, and he said he doesn't own any, but I don't believe him.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe him.
He's got one up in his bedroom.
Yeah,
he's definitely
got one somewhere. Shaq Diesel's
got a
fucking
tiger. To him, that's a house
cat.
He's fucking humongous.
Mike Tyson had one.
And that's why every athlete bought a tiger, because Mike Tyson had one, and ever since then, rappers and athletes have been buying tigers up like fucking crazy.
Did they ever have to take his away from him?
Well, he had to sell it.
He did?
Yeah. I think he sold it to Siegfried and Roy, because it was a white tiger.
Oh, why do you have to get rid of it?
He was broke.
Oh.
Well, I can't believe
I don't know if you heard, but Mike Tyson spent all his money very poorly, babe.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got fucked by everybody, just like fucking Joe Exotic.
Oh,
I can't believe how fast that owl went.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was still not done.
That's fucking crazy.
Because the Shaq thing, and then there was something else that I wanted to say. Fuck. Fuck, I lost it. Let me look at my notes real quick. Does anyone in the chat want to ask something specific or mention something that we missed? Or, like, I know we're definitely missing something. Like, we have to
be. Do you guys believe Joe Exotic when he says someone spray cologne on his shoes when the Liger attacked them?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people over there that had it, you know, they had a thing for him, and they wanted him out of there.
You know what? What's crazy is actually when that one tiger, female attacked him, the other female started walking over, and he was like, get the fuck backed up, and he shot the shot, but they backed up, and then bitches, there was three of them.
Well,
they
first
were about
he was
to take him down.
He was hitting it with his walking stick at first.
Yes, and to get it away.
Dude, and you look, that tiger wasn't fazed
at all. No. That gunshot scared him for a second.
The gunshot is what got him free, because that's what finally let him go. But to sit there, like, just being in the cage with those things is...
And he's freely walking around with a whole bunch of... I just don't, you know...
And he's not mobile. Like, he's got a bad leg.
Yeah, he's got a bum leg.
Like he oh, we forgot to talk about the Carol dummy that he would videotape and put on his show that he would shoot.
And throw bombs at them. Throw bombs what was that thing you picked up? It was like this bazooka?
Yeah.
They fucking shot it? That's allowed. That's allowed. Where are they from?
It doesn't help his case that they had all that footage.
But that's dummy stuff. Like, that you're he's an idiot, yes, but he
childish, yeah, I guess. Bullying.
It is childish.
Internet bullying.
Imagine doing
that
shit on YouTube, though. Like, taking out a fucking revolver and shooting a dummy of somebody.
Yeah. Honestly, McKinnon, you've done some crazy shit
people
on here, too.
People done shit on the internet. You don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. He's an idiot. Don't get me wrong, but that's not proof of murder.
No one did help him.
No,
she said that. She's like, nobody was helping him. It is true. It's kind of was fucked up. I watched it and I was like, oh my God, he's going down. Because if one bitch grabbed his face while the other one had his foot, he'd be done. They'd tear him apart.
Well, there's the one part where he, in the very beginning, where he's feeding the thing through the fence and he's not looking and it nips at him. He's like, fuck. And you can see him, like, look. He's like, he wasn't sure if they got him or not.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, right. He's like, yeah, I do this all the time. Do this all the time. And, you know, it was like, but for a second there, he thought he fucking lost his finger. Another thing with Carol that made me go, yeah, this bitch absolutely killed her husband, was when they were talking about, and they're like, well, Joe said, you know, you put him in a meat grinder and then fed him to the tigers. And she goes, ha,
yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and you see her face.
And she's got the look of, no, that's not crazy, bitch. You killed your fucking husband.
Yes.
I believe she did.
She gave that look like, oh my, and she rolled her eyes and smiled. And you see that face.
It's the
you
bike
say,
ride.
Wow.
The fucking bike ride had me when she's like, hey, people.
Hi, cats. And my kittens and cats.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
Yo, that's not you. That's not you. That's a fucking, that's the role you're playing to show people. That's not you.
Oh,
that's not really you.
Yeah, we never got to see the real Carol Baskins in that.
You look in her eyes.
But you
could
tell that
she don't belong in a straitjacket.
You could tell how she's acting and how she talks on the camera is not her.
But see, Scott, I don't think she's certifiable crazy. I think she's crazy, but I think she's a brilliant
crazy. A mastermind crazy.
Yeah,
like a mother Gaia type of mother nurturer type of crazy psycho. I know a few like that.
She is smart, too smart for her own good. She's so smart.
Like she could be
for her to get away with all that, for her to get all those employees to not fucking work, to do everything, to have all those people fucking her husband, everybody.
Is it 300 and something to get in?
For her place, yeah, it was like three and change to get in.
All of
it. She is a fucking pimp.
And you know what else,
too? Smart.
It's all women that work for her, so you know the cattiness of the tears trying to get in Carol's good graces.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yep. So all these bitches are probably throwing each other under the bus there. They're all being shitty to each other.
Mm.
She runs a her setup is brilliant. Like, what she did is brilliant.
She's brilliant.
But she's doing nothing different other than you can't touch the animals that they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you look at her and go,
hypocrite.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I see what you're doing.
You're a hypocrite.
You just don't do the one thing. But everything else you do, and you don't even take care of these animals from what we can tell. Like, you take care of them very poorly.
I hated seeing that picture of the cat eating through a fucking box. I'm like, bro, it stuck his head in a... It looked
it
like
was
had
a
no
full,
room.
Full-grown...
In a box.
Yeah,
like
male tiger.
Chained.
With a huge mane.
She has some nerve to fucking... To call all these other places no good. And she is doing the same exact
thing. And the different thing with the Black Jaguar White Tiger, if you guys don't know him, he's on Instagram, he's everywhere. He takes volunteers to come for like the day.
Yeah.
But there is no, they're not touching them. They're like, there's a fence between them. You know, the little baby cubs, they're not even really handling them. And the only ones that they will handle are the ones inside his home. He's got like two or three that are getting well or sick or whatever, healing. Those are the ones they're allowed around. But again, it's all volunteers to come for the day. He doesn't have anybody different besides his mother who feeds them.
Yeah.
You see her with bottles all the time. His brother works there. His cousin works there. But for the most part,
I think it's all family oriented.
Yeah, it's all family. And they're all just like, we're here together trying to save these animals.
Now, let me get a roundtable question. All right, we got to cast Joe Exotic in a movie. Who do you want playing him?
Ooh.
Now Dax Shepard offered it up. Now
Joe Dirt.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just gonna say what Jessica said.
Joe Dirt, baby.
David Spade, I think. Yeah, but that I think you'll see too much Joe Dirt in there, and I think that would fuck it up. Now, someone who threw his hat in the ring that I was like, sign him up, make that fucking movie, Edward Norton.
Ooh.
Edward Norton is all in on the Tiger King.
He would do
Jared Leto is all in on the Tiger King.
That's a good cast.
But I think Jared Leto as Edward Norton's
Brandon. As Brandon.
Yeah.
As the pretty boy.
Yeah. And
then get
Norton
like Tom Hardy for the toothless guy.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. Good.
That's
right?
A good one. Good.
Carol Baskin. I would say Michelle Pfeiffer in older Carol Baskin.
The woman from Paul. Remember the movie Paul with the alien?
Yeah.
Remember the woman who said she's seen him for years? The old lady, they blow up her house?
I watched that the other day. Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
I'm trying to.
She was in other things, too. I can't think of her name.
The one that was in Bridesmaids? The blonde. That's her, right? She had
Kristen Wiig?
Yeah, she would do great.
Kristen Wiig, I think, would be good, too.
With glasses on.
Know who else would be good? The mother from Goldberg's.
If she had a wig on.
The Reno 911, the blonde from Reno 911.
Yes.
I think she would be good in it, too.
Yeah.
But I think Edward Norton is perfect for fucking...
Charlie Hunnam. Oh. Jax Teller.
See, I think he's too young. See, yeah. You got to go a little older for Joe Exotic. You got to go, you know, between like 45 and 60, I think, that casting.
Yeah, you need wrinkles. You need that.
And I think Charlie's a little too wide. You need that slim
you can,
brain.
Actually, I just looked at Simon Pegg. Wow. A little bit.
Simon Pegg?
Dude. Simon Pegg could pull that off.
Yeah.
Put the hair on him.
Yeah. Joe Rogan as the, Seth Rogan as the toothless hillbilly would be good too.
Yes, yeah. He would.
Seth Rogan, I think, would be good for that role.
Oh, it's John, his boyfriend's first
Yeah. So, dude, I really hope this, because everyone now in Hollywood is like, we need to make this movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, they're all.
Chats at Chuck Norris, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Chuck Norris.
I mean, if you can get Leo and Brad in here. Maybe
Brad Pitt is Joe Exotic.
I mean,
that'd
be fucking amazing.
Brad Pitt is Joe. Yeah, you could.
No, Brad Pitt could be actually the guy with the no legs. We need someone with no legs.
It's a little too close to his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, though. I think we need to switch it up a little.
Yeah.
You know?
No legs? But wow.
Who could play the guy with no legs? Stephen Merchant. He is Ricky Gervais' writing partner. Tall British guy, glasses. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know him from. Shit, what do you know him from? You know him. He's got like the bug eyes. And he's British.
Yes, brown hair? Dark hair?
No.
Carol Baskin's husband, I got it.
Oh.
Who's the star of Breaking Bad?
Walter
Aaron Paul.
No.
With the glasses?
Walter White. Who's Walter White? I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, that's what's his name? Fuck! Oh my god,
the bald guy, right?
Totally blanking on his fucking name.
Come on,
you know in the middle. Fucking
yes, he would be a great Carol husband. Great Carol husband.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
I got a better one.
Oh, no, fuck
me. I do.
He says no.
I got a better one.
Who?
Jeffrey Tambor.
Who's that?
The dad from Arrested Development.
Oh, shit.
The main dad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the twin brother.
Yeah, I don't think he's
with
enough.
The twin brother. Yeah.
Dude, you think so?
I think so. Yeah. If he lost a few pounds, but he's got the same
look. I think Cranston is perfect for
it. See, but Cranston doesn't have the pointy nose.
What about Job?
Job would be good for fucking Joe Exotic.
Yeah, he would. Job would look just like him. Will
fucking.
No, he's not good enough.
You need star power.
Yeah, you need an Edward Norton or a star. Matt Damon.
Yeah, you need a
Matt
star.
Damon, oh, my God.
You need a really good one, too, man.
Yeah. Now, who would play Jeff Lowe? I think Brad Pitt would be good for the Jeff Lowe role.
No, honestly, who's Stifler?
Sean William Scott
would be a great.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
amazing.
Right. Yeah,
you like that, right?
I do. I think that's pretty good.
And the fat little page boy could be Keith from Kingdom.
Oh my God!
He was just in the Richard Jewell movie. If anyone saw Richard Jewell.
Even Jonah Hill.
You know what I'm talking about?
Jonah Hill. Yeah.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill. But he lost a lot of weight recently.
Who's the blind guy in that show you watch and I don't like?
Josh Gad. Josh Gad. He plays the voice of Olaf. He was in that movie with Kevin Hart, The Wedding Ringer.
Him with the lime and the coconut. Drink a boat together.
What'd you say, Scott?
What do you want?
Mike's name from Breaking Bad, and he's in fucking Better Call Saul.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know his real name, but yeah.
He'd be a good Jeff Lowe.
I think he's a little old for Jeff Lowe.
He's a little old, you're right.
I think he's a little old.
Put some makeup on, though.
All right, what about the pimp?
Oh, Doc Ansel?
Yeah, who's Doc?
All right, you know who I would have thought of if he wasn't Hass and was a little bit lighter? John Candy.
John Candy. James Gandolfini?
Yeah. If he was lighter.
All right.
Someone who's alive, though. Doc Ansel, someone who's alive.
Hello, why can't it be Kane?
Kane,
the wrestler.
Yes.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe like a Jack Black.
See,
or somebody.
I was thinking something similar to that, but I was thinking the guy who plays Opie in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, shit!
He's also in The Walking Dead now.
Yes, he's the big guy.
Yeah, he's one of the whisperers.
Yeah. He'd be good.
I think he would be good.
But what about Scarface?
You just get Pacino.
Yeah, well, he's too old now.
No, he's definitely too old.
You do not age shit.
But is he the guy from the documentary you're saying, Scarface? That's the guy that shot the ATF agent on the zoo or something?
Yeah, yep. That guy, he basically got away with murder.
He was stuffing the snakes with coke, cocaine.
Yeah.
And that's how the whole exotic thing started. They were filling animals, exotic animals, with drugs,
gangster.
And then he would just keep them.
That dude's gangster.
That guy was such a gangster. And you saw the way he lived. He just gave no fucks. None whatsoever. And you know he's still at the drop of a dime can have you fucking whacked.
That's why nobody talked about him.
Yeah, I don't know why fucking Joe Exotic didn't fucking go to him. That shit would have got done, no problem. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no one would have fucking found out about it.
I'm rolling.
You're rolling?
Yes.
Let's close it up, and we can always open back up to do This Is Life. Yeah, Unfiltered Marriage.
Unfiltered
awesome,
Marriage.
Man. Scott. I'll peace you out, man.
Scotty.
Come back, Scott.
Good time.
We got later.
Okay, bro.
Later.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I think that's it. You don't want to see if there's one more? If anyone wants to call, quick. Quick.
All right, quick.
You got 30 seconds to call in. The number's in the top left corner of the screen. Okay. Right. If someone wants to call in, you got 30 seconds. Otherwise, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we touched it all. I don't think we missed anything.
We got a lot in there.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, if you guys didn't watch it, please, just do it.
It is the everyone at my job, I came in on Monday.
We went through this thoroughly, too. Yeah. Like, come on, guys, if you didn't watch it, get on it.
Dude,
man.
I went into work Monday, and I was like, did you guys see this? And everyone was like, no, what are you talking about? I was like, you have to watch this. Mm. Now, it's Tuesday. Literally, everyone today was like, dude, this fucking shit is crazy. I was like, I told you.
So good.
It is the best watch right now on Netflix.
And like, quarantine, it made the quarantine.
Yeah, absolutely. Quarantine 2020 would be nothing without Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
When we look back on the quarantine, this is going to be one of the things that gets brought up.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. But like, if there was a I Love the 2020s.
Yes.
Joe Exotic would definitely be in there with the coronavirus part. Because he's brought joy to so many people's lives. And he's collectively brought everyone together to hate Carol fucking Baskins.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have to say it that way when you say her name. Carol fucking Baskins.
Carol fucking Baskins. All right, but guys. Fucking awesome,
it
man.
It was such a,
what a great show.
Such a great thing. If you didn't watch it, go watch it.
Elbows.
Yeah, yeah. That's it for us. All right, let me get into the whole thing. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Super Ugly Show. If you're listening to us on the brand and you're listening to the audio version only, we're live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Go to Super Ugly Show. Subscribe and hit that notification bell. Right after us at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you also get Unfiltered Marriage, which you should be listening to as well on the brand. If you're not a subscriber of the brand, why the fuck not? It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows every single week. It's less than a dollar a week, and you're getting nothing but content every single day. Go to russosbrand.com right now. Sign up and enjoy everything Russo's Brand. Opie Radio. Go to opieradio.com. Subscribe to the Opsters Podcast. He had a Patrice O'Neill tribute show the other day. I believe it was number 4. We love Opie. We love everything he's doing. We support the Opster. So go to opieradio.com right now and subscribe or subscribe wherever you get your podcast. StatementGames.com. Head over to Statement Games. There's not a lot of sports to place prop bets on, but we got WrestleMania this weekend. So there'll be some prop bets over there for WrestleMania weekend. So go to StatementGames.com. Help my friend out. His website needs the traffic in this dire time of no sports when his website is all about sports. So please go to statementgames.com and see maybe if there's something on there you want to look at, or if you want to get yourself involved in some of the prop bets. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a dime unless you want to spend money, but you don't have to. Statementgames.com. That's it for us, everybody. Thanks for checking us out. Free Joe Exotic. Fuck Carol Baskins. We're Super Ugly Show. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.